This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joining us now is an Australian singer, songwriter and actress who we first came to know on Australian Idol way back in 2003. In 2004, she released her debut single, Angel Eyes, which hits number one and stayed there for 3 weeks, certifying platinum in the process. Her debut album, One Determined Heart, followed up and was also a certified platinum-selling number one smash hit. And of course, she was also a member of the best Aussie girl group of all time, as far as we're concerned, Pauline and Welcome
Hello.
To Joy.
Wow, that was an awesome introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. It's amazing to have you back
Thank
at
you.
Joy. We were just trying to remember when you did were last here at the station. And, of course, it was when you put out Fireman.
Yes, that is right. Yes. I was trying to figure that out. Yes, it was Fireman.
And, of course, the thing that's most memorable about that particular period was the promo for the charity calendar that went
yes.
with the single.
That was a great calendar.
There were rather hot men, hot in all kinds of
amazing,
ways.
Amazing, amazing. Yes.
It was, I think I remember tweeting at the time, if you ever want to get a music director's attention at a gay radio station, this is the
right,
one.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you did very, very well. And of course, we did play Fireman to death.
Yes,
so
thank you. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Now, when we look back at those years post-Idol, that first single and that album, which were hugely successful, what are your thoughts around that time now? Well, like in hindsight, in retrospect, what do you see of that time?
You know, it was an amazing time for me. I'm always going to be grateful for the opportunity, and I was very lucky and very blessed to be able to have that opportunity. You know, Idol was it was like it gave me the chance to get out there to the Australian public and show my talent, get a record deal, which is an amazing thing to do, you know. So it was such a great time for me. It was a little scary. I was quite young, and you know, I came from a very sheltered family, and then to be, you know, out there doing like performing at different places and just being exposed to different things was a scary thing, but you know, I got through it, and I'm still here.
Well, reality television, competitions was really new back then. Like, we as an audience didn't know what to expect, let alone you as an artist.
Exactly. I think that was a good thing, you know, that we didn't expect anything, and we just basically like got up there and did what we had to do, you know, and there wasn't a lot of like now with shows like that, it almost seems like a massive concert kind of thing. And back then, you know, I remember just kind of performing to a piano and then to track. Yeah, so it was great.
Now, of course, after that amazing first album and smash hit first single, you also then went on to be part of the Young Divas.
The Young Divas, yes.
That's the one. It almost seems like a complete accident, and none of you are expecting what happened.
Yeah, basically it just happened. We would think, you know, the idea came from management, and they basically wanted four girls to go on tour together. So we picked out four girls, and then we got together, and they thought that, you know, releasing a single would be great to promote the tour, and we did, and we didn't even expect it to get to number five, and it got to number one, and it was amazing. Yeah. And then we got the call to go into the studio for like, I think it was 1 week or 2 weeks to record the whole album, which was amazing. Yeah, it was sudden.
It's one of the few times, I think, where the Australian buying public absolutely responded to what we would call pure pop.
Yeah, yeah. True. They loved it. And we, you know, at every concert, I like, no word of a lie, it was it was packed.
Yeah.
It was, there were so many people there. We were going like to every A-list event, you know. It was amazing.
what's your favorite memory of the Divas?
Oh, my favorite memory was definitely when we got on stage together and performed.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, I remember one time Ricky wasn't feeling quite well, and you know, we just covered for each other. Whenever someone wasn't feeling well or couldn't make it to an interview, you know, another person would get in there. So it was that's the moments I remember.
Now, you realise that here at Joy, myself, my assistant music director, Leo, and a number of the other presenters around the station have this very secret, perhaps not so secret ambition that one day we will get the Young Divas back together.
Yes! I think that would be great. We should at least like just release one single or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I totally agree. All
right. So Paulini's on board.
Yes, I'm on board. 100%.
We've just got to get the other five and we'll be there. We'll be done.
Good luck, mate.
Now, in the past few years, in fact, probably since 2007, 2008. You've been writing, performing, singing, recording in all kinds of places around the world and with all manner of people. What's some of the personal highlights over that period for you? Because it's not a period we know as much about what you were doing.
Well, I basically needed to really take some time off and figure out who I was and what my sound was. And one thing that I've always wanted to improve on was my songwriting. I wanted to write about my experiences, you know, and how I looked at the world and how I'd interpret that. And basically that's what I did. I went to my publishing label and I said, can you guys, you know, just kind of, I don't know whether... call me out there is the right word for it, but like just haul me out to every, you know,
offer my services.
Yeah, exactly. Every writing camp there is, and I want to write, you know, and I really wanted to improve on that, and also the production side of things. I really wanted to know how all the tracks were going to be made, and I wanted my sound to be what came out of it, so that people would be able to connect with that.
And you've been doing it for a number of years and lots of different countries around the world.
Yes.
And I remember that, and there's one song in particular that managed to reach us at Joy. Fortunately, we managed to find it.
Oh, really? What was that?
Back in 2010. And we love this song, and I don't even think it got a release here in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's The Wild Boys Touching a Stranger.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're a co-writer on that song, and you are the vocalist on that song.
Yeah, you know what? That really breaks my heart because I love that song.
We love that song.
I don't know why. Yeah, I just, I don't know what to say. I'm very sad now.
Because it's like a great pedigree in terms of songwriting yourself. One of the other people you wrote it with wrote Evacuate the Dance Floor.
Absolutely.
With Cascada.
He is amazing. He is incredible. Like the most amazing writer. Just a great, a beautiful person, you know. And I got the privilege to actually be in the studio with him and to write the song and record it was a blessing. A dream come true. And that song, I absolutely love that song. I think I should actually re-record that song and release it again.
I agree.
Management, record label, maybe.
We are 100% behind you if you do that.
Awesome. Well, we'll come back and I'll come back here and you guys, I'll give you the new version.
We're on Joy 94.9 and we are in the studio with Paulini right now. Paulini, we roll forward to today, but you've got a third studio album that's just about ready to come out.
I do, yes.
But it's been in the works, in inverted commas, since 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
And it does have a February 20 release date next year.
Yes, yeah. Exactly,
so
yep.
What, and this all comes on the back of your new signing to Decca Records.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Well, I hope it means that I can release it overseas also, you know, and
because they are essentially an international brand. You're on Ambition here in Australia, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And then Decca Records internationally, worldwide.
Exactly.
Decca Records also are the people who just recently signed Shepherd, is that right?
I think so, yes.
Yes.
I think so, yes.
So it does hopefully mean an international schedule of release.
I hope so. You know, that's one of my biggest, that's a goal that I'd love to achieve is releasing internationally. That would be a dream come true. But first I've got to, you know, get it out here in Australia first and see how that goes. And if all goes well, I'll go overseas and
Paulini will conquer the world.
That's right. Come alive, everybody.
All right. So come alive. We've been waiting a long time for this, probably more than 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
What can we expect in the style for Come Alive?
It's the best way to describe it is it's an adult contemporary pop commercial album.
I think I like that.
Yes, right. I have to put pop commercial because I find that as soon as I say adult, contemporary adult, people just go, oh, you get this look from them. You know, they kind of, yeah.
Michael Bolton. Really,
yeah, yeah. Yes. But it's very pop. It's radio friendly. And basically, you know, they're my lyrics. They're my experiences. And I really want this album to connect with people, and I want them to hear it and not kind of, you know, think that it's another artist. I want them to identify with it and really get a piece of me.
Okay. All right. So first touch of the album is Air It All Out, the single that's out now. What is Air It All About?
Air It All About.
Is it about?
Yes, right. Air It All Out is basically a song that I wrote while I was, you know, I was going through a few things in my life that weren't quite going well, like my relationship and career wise, you know, and I felt a little lost at that time. So this song is a song about encouraging yourself and also, you know, telling yourself that you have to let it all go, air it all out, get rid of the negativity, inhale positiveness and goodness and go for it, move forward.
Amazing. Now, you are doing something very special for us today. You're actually going to sing this song for us acoustically.
Yes, which, only for joy.
Well, for any artist, it's a brave move to sing something acoustically that, or some people would say brave, to sing something acoustically that you've just put out a brand new single for.
Right.
But I have every confidence that you're going to do it justice.
Thank you. Thank
so you're going to do that for us now?
I will, yes.
Fantastic. This is Paulini on Joy 94.9. It's Air It All Out acoustically.
Alone inside this prison, these four walls closing in, I see a ray of light. I feel my body rise, it's like I'm hypnotized by what my heart wants to say. I gotta take the first step, 'cause boy, there's nothing left. I'm feeling empty inside. It's all about give and take, but what we built was fake. This love is blowing away. And I air it all, air it all, air it all out. Air it all, air it all, air it all out. Sometimes you got to learn to let go. Part of your heart still wants to hold on. Draw back the curtains from the window. Air it all out. Air it all, air it all, air it all out. My broken wings are mended, this frozen heart is melted. I've finally opened my eyes to see I'm getting stronger. Yeah, I am standing taller, someone you won't recognize. take the first step. 'Cause boy, there's nothing left. I'm feeling empty inside. Oh, it's all about give and take. But what we built was fake. This love is blowing away. And I'm stronger. I'm wiser, yeah. I needed to breathe. Every it all. Every it all. I'll air it all out.
Sometimes you got to learn to let go.
No, no, no,
no. All your
hearts
and wants to hold on.
Look, look,
let the
yeah,
curtains
yeah.
from the window. Air it all
I'm
out.
I'm letting it out.
Air it all.
Air it all.
Air it all.
Air it
all out.
I'm gonna leave behind the sorrow. I ain't gonna cry no tears. I see a new tomorrow. Gonna cry no tears. I see a new tomorrow.
Oh, amazing. Oh my God. I have shivers running down my spine.
Oh, thank you. That's the first time I've ever performed it live.
Oh
so
God.
Thank you, Joy.
I am honored. That sounded amazing.
Thank
your,
you.
Your voice is so rich.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Paulini live in the Joy 94.9 studios with her brand new single, Air It All Out. Now, Paulini, we have a couple of more things we need to get through in terms of... Now, I love the fact that Air It All Out has been released as a single and it's got some amazing remixes as well.
Yes.
Not only from perennial favourites here at Joy, Seventh Heaven,
yes.
which is a great remix and we're loving it.
I love it.
but also from a Sydney DJ producer and a man well known around the gay clubs, Mr. Dan Slater.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Did you have anything to do with choosing the remixes? Or
I basically have worked with Dan Slater a few times. He was in the Fireman video clip. We've done a few live performances together, and he told me that he was doing a lot of remixing and DJ stuff. So I basically said, look, have a go. Let me know what you think, and if you would like to do a remix, I'd love for that to happen. And he basically came up with his remix.
And amazing. So I want to thank you on behalf of our community for picking Dan.
Yes, exactly. He's not only good looking, he's very talented too.
He is. Thank you very much. Now, the single's out now. The album Come Alive is due out in February. What's on for Paulini like in the next few months?
I'm basically going to be doing, promoting the single and also releasing another single very soon and getting ready for a tour, I think.
A tour?
Yeah.
Like a full concert?
Well, not quite the big arenas, but maybe, something kind of in between.
Some soups. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing about that.
Thank you. I will definitely let you guys know, and thank you so much for the support.
It's been amazing. Paulini, thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Pleasure.
Air It All Out is the single. Get behind it. It is Paulini. Thank you for being with us here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.